5th of October, afternoon session. With John, Sukin, Sarah, Betty, Warasak, Azita, and Rachida.
I'm interested to know why you mentioned it before.
Just know the difference between the two languages about jhana, with right understanding or without right understanding.
Some who don't have right understanding don't develop jhana but think they do.
Yeah.
So are there two kinds of
those? Four kinds.
Four kinds, yeah. Two are people who develop jhana, mm-hmm. and two are those who do not develop jhana but think they do.
Mm-hmm.
So development of jhana requires understanding.
Very much.
Understanding has to come first.
Yeah. Because in the Patisamvitta Magga, it says that the person who is going to attain jhana must have sankhara-upekkhayana. No one can imagine that, see? Because it's not just satipatthana, which has the sankhara-upekkhayana. Even samatha-bhavana also has sankhara-upekkhayana, but differently.
How can there be understanding of sankhara upekkhayana when it isn't understanding?
No and no aversion towards the object right then.
So it's just the detachment.
Yeah. It's beyond anyone's thought about the characteristic of jhana and sankhara upekkhayana, but it doesn't happen oneself.
But jhana is a result of development of samatha.
What does it mean so that we know the meaning of jhana?
Right. Well, I don't have a very clear idea of what it is.
The translation?
Burning of defilements.
Yeah.
Right.
So even lokudrajitta is also lokudrajana.
Right.
Because it's also bring up the vichikicca and wrongdoing.
Yes. It seems to me that when we read about the practitioner on jhana, jai, that it must be someone who has already developed samatha to a high degree anyway.
But what is samatha then?
Right. Samatha.
Because usually when we think of jhana or sankhara-upekkhayana or any level of vipassana jhana, it seems like we can do or we can have it soon, not so long. But actually, if there is no understanding of our reality at this moment, don't mention it because there's no conditions for its arising. So it has to develop little by little, naturally. The same as samatha. If there's no understanding about calmness at all, just wanting to have metta or whatever object it is with attachment, it's impossible to have such calmness.
Just thinking.
Is it useful to reflect on these things?
It seems like you have to prepare again for all which is useful. Because attachment is there all the time.
Yes, I see.
Which will lead one to such and such form.
So again, we could say that there's no need to select an object, but in the day there must be opportunities for reflection on these things arising naturally.
Before either day, should there be understanding of what we are talking about,
yes.
or what we are reading, no matter it's samatha or satipatthana.
All right, same.
More and more understanding, very stable and firm,
yes.
foundation of understanding. Otherwise, no one can have the loka. The more one reads, the more one would like to have it.
Yeah.
And that's not the way.
So even something like reciting the parts of the body, kesa, luna, like naka, danda, whatever it is, that's...
even is that? The first word you say out, with what?
Yeah.
Like kesa.
Yeah.
The word conditioned right understanding, considering carefully, so that there will be no attachment, wanting or craving for the result. It seems like the more one reads, the more one would like to have it very soon. But the understanding, what about the understanding of what is there in the book? For example, calmness. Just the word calmness, it's not just the word, it's the characteristic of citta, which is kusala.
So, at this moment, kusala or kusala? And what object can be the object which conditions calmness?
And the purpose of this class is to have calm or to understand.
Or to understand.
Mm-hmm. If there is understanding, there is calmness.
But even to have Khan, there must be a level of understanding.
But people just want to get it, to have it, to understand it. Just read about Khan, which is sad, and they want them to have more concentration on that, not thinking about other things. But what about the citta in that moment?
I actually have a problem with the use of the word meditator and such in the Visuddhimagga, when it seems to describe like a yoga,
you don't have to go to the forest and try very hard.
So it's reference to a moment of kusala, a moment of vipanya.
The person who persevere and develop right understanding from the beginning to the end.
That's it. I mean, it so easily gives the impression that somebody is doing something along a certain pattern.
And we are doing something in order to own developing right understanding. It has to be like this. No other way. You don't have to move to the forest and transform to be yogavachara or yogi.
Why does it refer to Magga cheetahs as being apanaviti?
The same, anulom, upachara, anulom, kodrapu, makapala, while the jhana is done.
But why does it refer to Magga cheetahs as being in an apanaviti process when there is no apana? It's equivalent.
Not necessary to use the word apana only for samatha, even for rohudra citta, the citta which can experience nirvana much more difficult than jhana. Because the object is different and the development is different as well. One can see that the term rohudra jhana, because the rohudra citta also burn up the vitti and the jhana. But it's not samatha object.
But it's not apana. The concentration is not apana.
The swing is different when one develops samatha karmas by having such objects, see? But the understanding is different.
Yes.
I've always wondered about this comparison of the strength of jhana being same as doing lokutara. It's totally different.
The person who develops samatha would know what jhana is, and this person who develops a tipatthana would know what panya is. Mm-hmm. And the moment of experiencing nibbana, the object is different.
Right.
But the object that lokutara citta can experience nibbana, how can it experience nibbana? Must be like the jhana moment experience its object, even the object is different and panya is different.
And even though it's momentary, it's only for one moment,
but
not for repeated.
Eradicate defilement permanently, absolutely different from jhana. It doesn't matter at all to use what word, but reality is like that.
But what's the process of one who uses jhana as base for?
No, they cannot use. It depends on the skill of the person.
So what is this reference to someone
For someone who has jhana, the apanasamati is there, which experiences nibbana.
And how
according
does the apana,
to the first, the second, or the third jhana.
How is this apanasamati maintained?
No, but you see that the person who does not gain apana, develop lokutra citta, satipatthana, so as much as that person can have, is not the apanasamati like jhana, right? But for the person who has developed jhana and has reached that degree of apana, when panya is there and experience nibbana according to the level of jhana, whether it's the first jhana, the second jhana, or third jhana.
Yes, how is the level changed from jhana?
The factor of jhana is different.
When we talk about
the person who has the second jhana develops a tipatthana, and there are conditions for the second jhana to arise and for panya to understand it, is different from the person who has attained only first jhana. So when the first jhana arises and the panya can experience it,
The factor of the jhana is different.
The object is different.
And the factor of jhana is different. Otherwise, there can be only one jhana. But there are first, second, third, fourth.
Oh, right. In any case, Lokottara, the object is
Nibbana. Nibbana.
Mm-hmm. Is your question with regard to jhana cittas, how the jhana cittas repeatedly take the same object?
No. How we say that for a person who has first jhana?
Yes.
And
how it's used as the basis.
Base for
I don't
insight.
Think that that person can use, it depends on conditions, whether it arises as object of satipatthana or not.
Right.
And then, I really don't understand the process. Is it after that that nibbana becomes the object?
So after the jhana citta has completely fallen away, or the mental factors have completely fallen away in another process completely, which has nibbana as object, the Lokottara citta arises.
So correspondingly, first jhana, same process, second jhana, same process, right?
Yeah.
And why is it said to be the same level of concentration?
Because of nibbana is the object, so the degree of concentration. Actually, I think it's the vitaka chetasika, in fact, the way that the vitaka chetasika experiences the object is equivalent in strength or intensity to the way that jhana citta experiences its object.
When the person who does samatha meditation claims that beyond the fourth jhana, then that, they don't use the word conditions, but they say that beyond the fourth jhana, that can lead to the arising of satipatthana and the Lokottara cittas. So is that actually the case? And what would be the conditions to cause that to occur just at that? Why at that fourth jhana?
It doesn't mean that the jhana become to be the Lokottara citta, which experiences nibbana at all. But the development of satipatthana and panya develops. Some people have very calm moment, not upajara yet or apana, but can be calmer than the other because the kusala citta arises more often, right? But for some people, less calm. So when panya develops, it depends on condition of those who can attain jhana, to have conditions for jhana to arise so that panya can understand it as just not self, only a moment of a reality. And they cannot select to have the second or the third or the fourth jhana as its object at all. All depends on the skill of the person who has it. So no expectation, no attachment to have any one of them to be the object at all. But when the citta which develop panya has condition to be that level of samadhi to understand the jhana as a reality, and no expectation either that the moment of experience is nibbana, that factors of whatever jhana is there to be the first or the second or the third.
But experiencing of Lokottara depends not on the jhana but on development of satipatthana.
Certainly, but the citta which is calm is different, even from the very beginning.
No, what Betty was asking, it seemed that people are saying that once you reach fourth jhana, you have better chances of experiencing.
Yeah, that's what they mean.
Only detachment, not attachment, so no expectation for any jhana to arise. Otherwise, it hinders again by wanting to have such and such as its object.
So that's not necessarily true then. It can be at any level.
But conditions.
Yeah.
So for a person who just hears the Buddha for the first time but has mastered jhana, in order to experience nibbana, he still has to pass through the different stages of vipassana jhana too.
It depends on conditions. The jhana may arise or may not arise.
Right, but wouldn't he need
who
to
knows?
Experience vipassana jhana in order to...
And no expectation whether the vipassana jhana must be the tanka, samadhi. Never be upajara or apana, because the object change all the time, from one object to another object, the arising and the falling of reality. But when the Lokottara citta arises at that moment for the person who doesn't have jhana at all, even so, the moment of panya and samadhi is different from the moment when there is no experience in nibbana. The moment of experiencing nibbana must be different. from other moments. This is for those who never have jhana. But for the person who has jhana, it depends. But there must be detachment all the way. No expectation at all.
We can say, can we, that Lokutra Chitta is Alkanika?
Usually it says Appana because it's different from the moment when it experiences object which is not Lokutra, not Nibbana.
Right, so it is Appana, but it's not the same.
By its object.
By its object.
But not by the method of Samatha.
I see. So it is still Appana.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you see that it started with Anulom Upachara, Anulom Khotarapu, and then Jhana. And first Vipassana, Barikama Upachara Anulom Khotarapu, and Makha.
I thought last time you told me it's not Apana, but maybe what you mean is it's not Jhana or not the... I think you said not Jhana, not Samadhi, not Apana.
Otherwise, the person who has Jhana and the person who doesn't have Jhana must be exactly the same. So what's the use of having Jhana before? Useless.
And also when we refer to Apana, we usually think in terms of Samadhi or the degree of concentration. But then we read in the teachings that actually Apana refers to Vitaka, so I have some confusion about that.
When it talks about Jhanapajjaya, the factors of Jhana, Vitaka is Jhanapajjaya, no matter it arises with what type of Chitta.
Yes, but when we talk about Apana, is it referring
jhana.
To...
Usually it refers to Jhana, because there must be Upajara Samadhi and Apana Samadhi.
Yes. But when it uses apana, is it referring to ekagata or vitaka?
There must be other cetasikas like vitaka, vijara, piti, sukha, ekagata.
I see, the combination. Yeah. So it's not just referring to concentration
order to say the difference between the first and the second jhana, with or without vitaka.
Taka. For example, I just remember in a commentary note to Majjhima 117, this is talking about two kinds of right understanding, and it mentions apana with reference to vitaka.
Any vitaka,
no.
But the vitaka which is the factor of jhana.
Acharya, what do they mean by absorption? I never understood that concept.
What is it that gets absorbed? Level of samadhi, the highest level of samadhi.
Why is it called absorption? What is it?
The word, the name, anything. Okay.
Does it have anything to do with absorbing anything? That's why I always wondered, why is it absorption?
I think it's being absorbed in.
The strength with which it experiences the object.
So why is it absorbing? I mean,
being absorbed in the object.
It's being the object is being absorbed.
Concentration becomes absorbed in the object.
Oh, absorbed in. Okay.
But I think the prior stage prior to that is access. Is that correct? Before
Upachara.
Apana.
Before Apana.
The stage
Upachara
is Upachara.
Closer to Apana.
Right. Now, what marks the difference?
Degree, different stage of somebody.
No difference in Paramattha Dhamma terms.
The object is the same.
Yeah. And the Jeta seekers are the same.
Different strength, different level.
But now Betty's going to ask, why is it called access?
Just call it stage one, stage two.
So apana can be used with regard to the Lokutra Chittas, but there's never any access or upachara.
Aravana. This is the distinction between samatha and vipassana. But the word jhana is used too. But we have to understand it by the meaning of
But I can understand why people like to make this relationship between jhana and experiencing Lokutara. It seems to be given a lot of importance, not in terms of doing or anything, but so much comparison is made between jhana and Lokutara.
To me, I think that the most important thing is to understand correctly. And the word yukanatta is mentioned too. Yukanatta.
Yes. Okay.
When the Lokutra Chitta arises, the samadhi and the panya equal arise. It's equal.
But is that every time for enlightenment?
Because you see that the characteristic of samadhi does not usually appear when awareness arises. Awareness is there. But when it's there, that moment, the characteristic of samadhi is so very prominent together with panya. So one can understand that they go together, they arise together.
Appears to what?
to the person who attained. It's not that person, but the samadhi and panya together experiences nibbana.
But it's panya that would know that.
Yes, it's that.
But then at any moment of satipatthana and vipassana, samadhi and panya is also there together.
But not like that. So no need to try to have it. It's there by conditions.
Or is it that at that moment when they are yukananda, panya recognizes the role of
panya and samadhi experiences nibbana, that's all, in a moment. No thinking about anything. No comment.
I think there's a sutta in Anguttara Pauls, isn't there, called Yukananda Sutta.
Yukananda, I think, in Patisampitamaka. I'm not sure either.
The Yukananda Sutta about the different ways of attaining nibbana with and without jhana.
But the best thing and the safe thing is right understanding.
Right.
Now, I think if someone hears the teachings and still insists on jhana, does not have right understanding.
Because they don't know what jhana is and how to develop it.
Unless they already have it,
Yeah, but insist on jhana being the way to go to experience.
Not knowing the moment when sati arises, it's impossible to have any understanding of samatha or vipassana. Because these two depends on sati.
Listening,
sati,
understanding intellectually, you need panya to understand. What about that?
We read a lot in the suttas, come across the phrase a lot, yatabhuta, knowing according to reality. When we read this in the suttas, can it refer to any
vipassana jnana?
Only vipassana jnana, so not to any moments of satipatthana. But, and when it refers to insight of vipassana jnana, does it only refer to the higher yata bhuta jnana dasana and above, or can it refer to any
from
insight
the first to
from
the, last.
The first to the last? Is yata bhuta. Yeah. Yes.
Otherwise, what panya knows then, not according
into reality. Yeah. So it refers to any jnana from Nama Rupa Parichida jnana upwards. Okay.
Deeper and deeper, the same thing.
Right.